This is Ram Radio.
Ram stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. The host of Ram Radio is Pastor John Coleman of Enter the Word, the Biblical Alternative. Using the Bible as his guide, Pastor John plans to equip the African-American Christian community with the tools that make the scriptures become clear for practical living and protection from the false teaching. Using the discipline of apologetics will open the eyes of the student of the Word to see God's absolute truth and the original intent of the scriptures. Ram Radio will challenge what you were taught about the Bible as well as your way of thinking and living in this world. God demands more from those who say, "I believe." Grab your Bible and pen and paper. Let's begin our study. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thank you so much, Mark Ramsey. This is Pastor John Coleman in the Lucy Coleman Studio right here in Los Angeles, California. Reformation Apologetic Ministry. March 2011. The webcast. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts, always, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and with reverence." I'm so glad that you can join me for today's webcast here in Los Angeles, kind of an overcast, kind of a cool and then warm. The sun is trying to break through and everything. But I thought that I'd do what I had to do. I've been putting off what I've had to do for the longest, longest time, and I figured that I might as well do it now because it's not going to get to the point where it's going to be easy. I can't make it easy. You know, I think all of us have been asking the same questions that this record poses right now for the past few days. And if we're really honest and serious about it, this is the way it sounds when we look at what's been going on in world events. You know, we're talking about tsunamis, riots, and everything. And this is what Marvin would say. Listen, there's too many of you crying. People crying all over the world now.
Brother,
tell me.
There's far too many of you dying.
Far too many of you dying. Listen,
you
listen.
Know we've got to find a way.
We got to find a way, right?
To bring some loving here today.
Yeah, Everybody collecting money. We trying to send money all the way over to Japan, trying to bail them out. We still trying to keep Haiti afloat. My goodness.
And,
yeah, well, tell the Egyptians over there, they killing each other. My goodness, and don't forget Afghanistan and Iraq, huh? Marvin says we got to find a way, right? Well, I don't want, I don't want to feature Marvin. I really don't want to feature Marvin all day. What I'd like to do is that, well, let me share it with you, and then you know where I'm going with this. I've waited for a bit before I placed this webcast up on my site because I thought about the situation with so many in our land thinking about the disaster in Japan. What could I say? What am I to say? Do I pray for the dead? Do I ask my Lord to stop the shaking over there, over here, or anywhere? Do I hate God because of all of the death and the anguish and the anxiety and the drowning and the suffocating and the waste and the and now the nuclear fallout spreading towards the Southern California area where I live? How do I, as a pastor and a Christian, one that represents the majestic God of our universe, how and when and why must I address these matters? Well, I thought that I've been too silent for too long. And you tune in to this webcast. And I'd like to premise, and I'm serious when I say that, I'd like to premise this webcast with a song that I'd like to play, which identifies what I believe at the end of my Bible lesson for you today in this webcast. Is that fair enough? And so that means that you're going to have to tune in. You're going to have to stay tuned. And I'll play the song at the end. Now, for those of you that are listening on Blog Talk Radio, you won't hear the number because of copyright things. I can't play but just a few seconds of music, and I can't play the whole number. But for those of you that listen to me on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to hear the complete show with the song, I would ask you to go to my website, www.johnecoleman.org. I can play music on my website at any time. I'm not advertising or selling anything, but I just can't do it on Blog Talk Radio. But let me share with you a scripture, because I believe that the inevitable question that we want to ask is, and I'm being as honest as I can with you today when I look at this subject matter. I want you to go to the book of Isaiah, and I want you to go to Isaiah chapter 45. And I'd like to start at, because I want to keep it within a pretty good context, verse 5, Isaiah chapter 45, I want to start at verse 5. Verses 1 through 4 in Isaiah, besides using a decree permitting the captives to return home, Cyrus also avenges God's wrath on the nations. And so it starts off in this particular chapter talking about God's wrath on the nations. Same God today as it was yesterday and today and forevermore. No, I didn't say that God has a special wrath set out for Japan. I didn't say that. Don't do that. That would be like somebody saying, well, because you're a black man and you're a dark man, you're cursed. We've already lived through that 50, 60, 70, 100 years ago, right? You know, the Mormons. Years ago, well, a black man could never be a Mormon. Why? Because, you know, God said, cursed be Canaan, right? And the lot fell on Ham. I'm not talking about that. That's racism, superstitious, and ignorance. I'm not that. I happen to be a Christian. I love everybody. Love the Japanese. They are one of the most beautiful people of God's rainbow creation on this planet, people. I'm telling you, I've been to Tokyo. When I was in the Army years ago, the city is still beautiful. Their culture is beautiful. I love the way they live in small places and make to do with. And I love the way the Japanese people responded during this whole disaster. I didn't see not one scene of looting, taking anything without paying for it. Not one scene, not one clip on the World Wide Web of a bunch of ignorant Japanese people looting and pillaging and tearing through mess. So I am to commend their society far beyond ours, because we are a bunch of heathen, pagan ignoramuses that grapple after stuff. I've been saying it for years. Love the Japanese people. Please don't get it twisted when you listen to this website, but I have to give an explanation the way that God would want me to give. I want to start reading at verse 5 of Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah the prophet writes and says, and he's speaking for the Lord, because the Lord is speaking through the mouth of the prophet, through the pen of the prophet. That is the way that God speaks to us. He says, I am the Lord and there is no other. Okay? So now let's nip this in the bud. There's only one God. There ain't nobody else. And he ain't the God of this people and the God of that people and the God of this people. No, he's not. He's the God of all creation. He's the God of all creation. He knows every nation, every single person that's on that particular, that's in Japan, that's in the United States, that's in Iraq, that's in Afghanistan. God knows every individual in England, in Mexico, in the old USSR. He knows every individual cry. He hears every moan in China, in Shanghai, as well as in Hong Kong. God knows. Look what it says. I am the Lord and there is none other. Besides me, there is no God. Did you hear what he said? He said, there ain't no other besides me. I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one that called a seven son. Mose Alice's. What was that? 1965. Anyhow, you know, I love me some jazz. Besides me, there is no one. And then he says, I will gird you, though you have not known me. In other words, he says, I'll hold you together. I'll prop you up. Of course, he's talking to Israel, but he's talking to us too. He's talking to the whole blooming world, talking with every Chinese, every Japanese, every Negroese, everybody's ashy knees. He said, I'll gird you up even though you have not known me. This is the God that I worship, the God that I love. And then he says that men may know from the rising to the setting of the sun. And I think that interesting because when you look at the rising sun, which is the emblem of a big red sun coming up over that big, beautiful island of Japan, God is saying that man may know from the rising of the setting of the sun that there is no one besides me, even those in Japan. You will know. Since you've taken the symbol of the rising of the setting sun, I am he. I am the one that you're pointing at. I am the figurine that you need to come into contact with. I am the God. I am the one that demands not only Japan, but the United States of America, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Iceland, Greece, okay, Mesopotamia, Syria, Asia, all of you, to bow your knees to me. I am the one that the Frenchmen, yes, yes, I am the one that the Irish, I am the one that the Canadians, I am the ones that the Russians will bow to one day. That God, I'm the God of that whole planet. I'm the God of the Samoan Islands. I'm the God of the Hawaiian Islands. I'm the God that does this, that men may know in verse 6 from the rising of the sun that there is no one besides me. And then he says, I am the Lord, and there is, he repeats it, no other. So again, we see the uniqueness of God is stressed in these verses. The fact that there is no other is stated in other verses throughout the Bible. Look at verses 5 and 6. We've already gone there. Let me jump to verse 14. Isaiah 45, 14 says, thus says the Lord God, the products of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush and the Sabaeans, men of stature, will come over to you and be yours. They will be kind to you. They will come over and change and will bow down to you. They will make supplications to you. Surely God is with you, and there is none else. You see that? You see that? There is none else. Verses 21 and 22 of the same chapter. Declare and set forth your case indeed. Let them consult together. Who has announced this from old? And said, who has long since declared it? Is it not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none except me. And then he says in verse 22, I love it, turn to me and be saved. Who? Who? Is he talking about Christians? Is he talking about Americans? Is he talking about black folk in the ghetto? No, he said, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none other. I want to push this point. I want you to go to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 11. It reads like this, I, even I, am the Lord, and there is no Savior besides me. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? This is what God said. There is no Savior besides me. Now, I don't care. You can put your Buddha together. You can put your Islamic faith together. You can put any other god you want to. You can have the god of the bullfrog. You can have any god you want. I'm reading in this book right here, the holy book, the Hagios Biblos. He said, there ain't nobody besides me. You don't like that? You can lump it. You know what? Isaiah 44:6. Look at what he says. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and there is no God besides me. Look at verse 7. Look at verse 7. It says, who is like me? Let him proclaim and declare it. Yes, let him recount it to me in order. From the time that I established the ancient nation, and let them declare to them the things that are coming and the events that are going to take place. In other words, God says, let them show you the future better than the way that I have. I'll give you the future right in front of your face. There's a certain expectation that he has. Look at Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9. It says, remember the former things long past, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is no one like me. And look what he says, declaring in verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things which have not been seen, saying, my purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all of my good pleasure. God says, my purpose will be established. Now, what I like to do is I like to read. Well, first of all, let me say this before I read this. People will realize that all that happens. Well, let me come to verse 7. I just got to read verse 7 to you. The one forming light, Isaiah 45:7. This is the main text. I want you to mark this in your Bible. I want you to highlight it. I want you to call it and talk to your friends about it. I want you to ask your mama what she think about it. I want you to ask them, how do they deal with Isaiah 45:7? How do they deal with Isaiah 45:7? The one forming light and creating darkness. This is God speaking. He's defining who and what he does. She ain't no she. She ain't no Mother Earth. She ain't no Mother Nature. Don't be using those new age, globalistic, foolish, asinine words to Pastor John. You better give me a Bible. I want to define world history. World history will be defined. And I'm going to define it, and I'm not going to refine it. I am going to define it as it is. The one forming light and creating darkness. If you're in a dark pit and ain't got no electricity somewhere in Japan tonight and it's cold and it's snowing on you, God did that. I know it. I know it. I know it. And creating darkness. God says, I'll turn the lights on and I'll turn them off. I give you sunshine and I freeze you behind the death. I'm the one doing that. Then he goes on in verse 7, Isaiah 45:7, and he says, causing well-being. In other words, you got some money, you got some food, you got some noodles and some nice soup and a cup to eat. It's a favorite dish in Japan. I know because I like that food. When I was there, I ate it and it was very delightful. I really appreciated it. God says that's well-being. Your small apartments, right? Your nice little cars, your big companies, and everything. And like I said, I love it. I love what the Japanese people have done since they've rebuilt up that wonderful country, of course, with our help since World War II. We blew the top off of them twice. My goodness. I showed pictures of that to some of my theology students, and they kind of look at me like, huh? Why are you showing me this? I'm trying to show them something. Just like I'm trying to show you people out there something. I don't want you to be naive about God. Look what he says right here. He says, forming the light and creating the darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. Now, I don't think we have to define what that is. Has calamity come? Calamity came on Haiti, hasn't it? God did that. I'm not too sure that God did Katrina. I think that man's hand was in that somewhere. I just believe that man's hand was in that, the dikes and everything else. No, not the storm. The storm was natural. Everything that happens in the heavens, God causes that. unless man had gone up there and fooled with the weather and messed up something, and because I know that's what he does. The arrogance of man trying to play God is ridiculous. But let me read this. Look what he says. The one causing well-being and creating calamity. Then he says, I am the Lord who does all of these. Did you hear that? He's saying if it's prosperity or disparity or evil, not evil, but disaster. If it's prosperity or disaster, because God is not participating in evil, tells us that in the book of James. God says, don't associate me with evil and wickedness. But that comes from God. Look at Amos chapter 3, verse 6. It says, if a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people tremble? If a calamity occurs in a city, has not the Lord done it? Amos chapter 3, verse 6. The Lord did that. Now, as the sovereign Lord of the universe, he can do anything he pleases. He chose to allow that plate to slip. Just like after Christmas a couple of years ago, another plate over yonder slipped. So many thousands and thousands of people died. Whenever God moves, somebody gonna die. When he moves on America, somebody's gonna die here. These fools will be rioting and tripping and probably stealing televisions and you know, big screens and stereos and video games. Your fools don't even have the battery to make the mess work. But we'll be running after that. If you want a lesson in tranquility, look at the Japanese people after that stuff struck them with dignity and honor. Beautiful people, man. You think of us lousy, no good Americans. First thing we're going to do is start killing each other. Now, I hope I'm wrong. But every time a major catastrophe happens in this pagan, heathenistic country, we act like we've lost our minds. In Los Angeles, to quote a few idiots that were running the streets, they thought it was free day because a riot took place. I was listening to the news today and bemoaning the fact that in Egypt they broke into the... Man, can you believe that? They're going to break into your own museums and things like that and destroy ancient artifacts that defined you as a people, historical masterpieces that uncoverable, stolen, and trying to be sold on the black market? Human creatures are the most depraved people that you ever want to meet. That's why you have to understand, when you hear Pastor John talk about total depravity. Now, let me bring this thing to a stark raving conclusion. God did Japan. God did it. Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. When you look at this, look at verse 8 of Isaiah 45. It says, drip down, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds pour down righteousness. I love this language of the preacher. Let the earth open up and salvation bear fruit. In other words, when God does something, it's for a reason. We have a tendency to think, oh, so many people died. So many people drowned. So many people are lost. I was reading one newspaper article and it said that it's going to take Japan over 3 years to recover. It's going to take more than that. Let me give you some brass tacked facts. There are certain families, bloodline, that were totally wiped out during that tsunami. Totally wiped out. Whole families. Names. Everything. There are certain families that have been planning things for years to make things better for their children and their grandchildren. All of them are gone. It's just like God just hit a portion of his planet and a whole thing just said, burp, just X'd it out. And here again, what I haven't seen in Japan was the wailing You know why? Because they're living in Japan and they have earthquakes all the time and they were expecting the big one. I live in California, southern, if you want to be more specific. The big one is coming here. They've been warning us for years. I know that it is coming and I am patiently awaiting it. And when it comes and if the ground opens, because my house is right on a part of the St. Andrews Fault, I think they call it, in Inglewood, though I live in Los Angeles, and the cities were built on this fault. Because that's what they do, is they build up stuff right, and when this thing hits, it's going to tear up everything. Hopefully by that time you save this webcast, you have it, and if I go down in a hole and explode with everything, you know I got a smile on my face. Yes, I have a smile on my face. Man, I love what God says in verse 8b. It says, let the earth open up and salvation bear fruit. In other words, this is earthquake language here. this is beautiful. And then it says, and righteousness spring up with it. I, the Lord, have created it. Now, look what he says to those of us that disagree with him. Verse 9, woe to the one who quarrels with his maker. Y'all better pay attention. Listen, you better listen to Pastor John today. You better stop it. You better wonder why I'm not like these other preachers. Because, see, these other preachers are not going to read the Bible to you. They aren't going to tell you anything. They're going to say, oh, God wouldn't do that. The devil did that. We need to pray. The devil would close his hand and that God would bring peace and prosperity to Japan and that the dead would be raised and they get their lands back and prosperity hit that land. And we're going to pray that God is going to do a new thing. No. Look at verse 9. Woe to the one who quarrels with his maker, an earthenware vessel amongst the vessels of earth. That's what God sees man as. And God sees man as nothing but a vessel made of clay. I'll knock you off the table and break it at any time that I want. Oh, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And I'm not a madman. I'm telling you like it is. Fooling around here, walking around here. Oh, I hope it don't happen to me. If that fallout comes here to the West Coast and blows inland and kills about 100,000 Americans, I would say, oh, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Some poison from across the ocean has spread around the earth. Why? Because men have forsaken God. Now look at this. Look when it says, an earthenware vessel among the vessels of earth. And then it says, will the clay say to the potter, what are you doing? Doesn't that make sense to you? See, this is God's sovereign. I mean, he's sovereign over creation. He said, are you questioning what I do? Are you questioning the way I do it? I will do you, you earthen vessel. Oh, you better get the God that PJ worships. I'm not worshiping this new God that all these pimps are looking after a dollar bill. That God's not into a preacher having a Bentley. The hell is that all about? Oh, yeah, I get a little indignant. I get real indignant. You're not going to bring God down to a stupid behind motor car with animal leather in there. Oh, I can ride in my car and I don't hear anything. And I got this and I got that. You know what? You better have the God of creation on your side. Because I'm telling you, when he sends a tsunami on your butt, you're going to wish you had never said, though you better mark my word. Those of you that are listening to this preacher, I'm not like those pimps. Those other pimps won't preach to you like this on Sunday morning, especially if they have Japanese as part of their congregation. Well, we have to use a politically correct language. No, let me read this again. Look at this. Will the clay say to the potter, what are you doing? Or the thing that you are making say, he has no hands. People, how did PJ get like this? Okay, let's ask that question. Pastor John, what? How did you get like that? How did you get to be so mean? Call me mean all you want to. That's why I waited a few days. I said, you know what? I want to do this thing right. I want to do this thing right. But I'm not mean. I'm not mean. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm not mean. I read my Bible. And I have to make a choice right then when I read that Bible. I said, oh my God, all these verses, but really, verse 7 gets me. The one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. In other words, bringing disaster, creating disaster. You mean to tell me the God that I worship in the Bible creates disaster? Yes, yes. And since he creates it, it's his will that it took place. But thousands are dead and drowned and washed away. It is his will that was done. How can you say that, Pastor John, with a straight face and with a smile on my face? Did you want them to die? Of course not. I wanted them to live like I want you that's listening to me to live. Well, why did it happen? Because God wanted to bring an end to that at that particular time. But why? You find out about how you respond to this webcast. How? Maybe he allowed it to happen so that I can do a webcast to bring conviction on you, because you, who say you love God, you lying hypocrite, detest him. Because if he brought this on you, you would curse him to his face. Pastor John, I don't like you, man. I don't like you, Negro. Oh, you can use the N-word. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Yeah, I know why they got rid of you, boy. You. No, hold it. You missed the whole thing. They didn't get rid of me. God removed me from people that didn't believe this. Because God told me to preach his truth, his word. He didn't tell me to make nobody happy. This ain't no popularity contest, friends. Those of you that listen to me, what do you think this is? A fun thing that I'm doing because I like to hear me talk? I told you folk approximately 2-3 years ago that disasters was going to start hitting this planet like this. You've been laughing at me ever since. I'm praying that God will have no mercy on America. None. We've turned our back on him full scale. And every day when the sun come up, and every night when the moon be shining, didn't happen yet, where's God? Then some of you are ignorant enough to believe that God doesn't exist anymore. Well, I'm going to help you, and I'm going to play a tune right now. And I had to document some time because when I do this for the blog radio, I can't play the tune. Okay. I got to play a tune, and then you will understand. Excuse me. Exactly where I'm coming from. I try to turn my mic down a little bit, but if you hear me kind of getting emotionally carried away with the words of this song, you have to understand that that's the kind of Christian I am. I would not say, I think I titled this presentation, I Believe in You. And I was thinking as I went to my library of music, and I found this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful number here. So many years ago by Dallas Home. It's called I Believe in You, and I want you to hear it, and you know exactly where I'm coming from. Yeah, that's him on the guitar. Let's see if you can ditto everything he says.
ask me how I feel, and if my love is real,
if my love is real,
how I know I made
through, how you know you made it through, how you know you're gonna make it through.
They look at me and frown, they like to drive me from this town.
Yeah.
They don't want me around, 'cause I believe in you.
Now let me pause Dallas right there, because he said the people don't want him around because he believe. See, when you believe in God, you're going to make statements like Pastor John. And then when they say, how can you make statements like that? You got to tell these people, because you believe in God. Yeah, they're going to ask you out.
Said, don't come back no more.
They don't even want to see you.
'Cause I don't be like they like me too.
I like the way old country boy put it, just right in your face.
Then I walk out on my own.
I walk out on my own.
A thousand miles from home.
Feel like you abandoned an alien.
I don't feel alone.
I don't feel alone. Why not, Dallas? Listen.
'Cause I
believe in him.
I believe in you, even through the tears and the laughter.
Even through the tears and the laughter.
I believe in you.
Whatever.
Even though we be apart.
Even though we be apart. I like that. Go on, man.
I believe in you.
When?
Even on the morning after.
On the morning after the earthquake, I believe in you. Listen.
When the dawn is
sun is coming up.
When the night's disappearing.
When the night's disappearing, gone.
This feeling still here in my heart.
I'm gonna stop Dallas right there, because do you feel that way? Is that feeling deep down in your heart? Because if it's just lodged away in the corner of your head.
Don't.
Don't let me drift too far.
Keep me where you are.
Keep me where you are, God.
Where I will always be with you.
That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right.
And that which you've given me today is worth more than I can pay.
Yeah.
No matter what they say, I believe.
See, I believe in him. I believe in him. I believe in him. You see, my friends, if you don't believe in him, you can't talk like that. You can't talk like me. You won't share Isaiah 45:7. If you don't believe in him, you won't tell anybody about this webcast, about this blogcast. No, you won't. But if you believe in him, you'd say,
I believe.
When white turns to black, say that, brother.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
Even though I be outnumbered.
Even though I be outnumbered. Keep it on, go on, man. Say it.
Though the earth may shake me.
The earth may shake you.
Though my friends forsake me.
Let them all go.
Even that can't make me go back. Don't.
Yeah.
Let me change.
Don't let me change my heart.
Keep me set apart.
Yeah.
From all the plans they do pursue.
Because they're gonna try to stop this message. You know that.
And I,
yeah.
I don't mind the pain.
I don't mind the pain. Listen.
I don't mind the driving rain.
That's right. And it's raining in Japan
tonight.
That's right. Go on, man. 'Cause. Because I believe in you. Yeah. And ain't nothing matter with a little old country music now and then. You know, I don't mind that. Ow, pick that guitar, boy. Go ahead on now. Look up to the heavens from which the rains and the snow falls over Japan right now. Look up. Tell him that you believe in him, that you love him. Oh, my friends, I'm going to tell you, I want to believe that there are some Japanese people in Japan right now looking up, holding their hands up to the heavens, saying, I believe in you, Jesus. I believe in you, and what you've done was good, and it was well, with tears in their eyes. I'll never see my loved ones. There's a Japanese Christian soldier having to go through there, maybe from the southern part of the country, that was shipped up north in that coastal region, looking at that. A Christian. Now's where his Bible studies make all the sense in the world, because he's got to have a Bible study with his fellow Japanese soldiers and say, I believe in him. I believe in him. And the other Japanese young men are going to look and say in their own beautiful language, how could God allow this to happen? And if that young soldier took that those verses in Isaiah chapter 45, God's sovereignty. I'm telling you, friends, we have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. But you know what? We have disregarded what God has said about this. I wanna play another number right here, and another number from a very unique album, and I don't play too much of Richard Smallwood, but I want to play this song because I think it is indicative. I think this is what a lot of my fellow African-American true Christians would say to the Japanese people today. And, you know, I was thinking about playing numbers that I can dedicate to the Japanese people and maybe, you know, lift them up. And I don't think that anyone can say it better than Richard Smallwood right now. And I just want you to listen to this and try to appreciate this with me. It's called Just Listen. Listen to the words. This is dedicated to the people of Japan. Hold on.
May come, teardrops may fall, seems like no one's there for you.
To my brothers in Japan, God is there for you. Reach out to them. Sing your brother, sing your brother.
Friends are.
That's all right.
All gone.
They all gone. Listen.
You feel,
yes,
alone.
Feel so alone.
Be strong.
Be strong.
God has a plan for you.
I believe that. I believe that. Let's pray for our Christian brothers over there in Japan. Keep singing, people.
Hold on.
Hold on. Listen.
Hold on to him.
Yes.
Let him lead you.
Yeah.
Your valley is temporary.
Yes, only temporary. You'll get over it if you're left alive.
Oh, if it is,
yes, it is. Gone, boy. This too will what?
This too shall pass.
That's right.
Find peace at last. In him we have the victory.
Hold on, don't let go.
Don't let go of Jesus, people. Don't do that.
Even though
you'll never let go of your hand. Oh God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us.
Just be.
Just be. Listen, listen.
Steadfast.
Yeah, that's it.
Just be.
Yeah.
Faithful.
Faithful. Teaching you, teach me, Jesus. Yeah. Sing it, man. Yeah. Dedicated to the people of Japan. From Pastor John here in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California. It may have been kind of loud and rambunctious to some of you, but I was praying during that latter part of the record. And holding on to God. And it appears somewhat of a contradiction, doesn't it? The very God that did this to me, I'm to hold on to him? Yes. Well, then you say, John, what kind of an explanation can you give for such a behavior as that? Very easy. My God is a jealous God, and he's jealous for us to love him. No, I don't understand it. I don't even understand the concept of a deity with his creation to that. But that is the only relationship that he is allowing of us. And as he allows that relationship of us, he is demanding and it's being fulfilled. For those of you that listen to me that are atheists, agnostic, that think that I'm completely out of my mind, I guess, you know, and it hurts me that someone can have all the evidence in the world of a God that loves us, but a God that at the same time has placed us on his planet. Please keep the nation Japan lifted up in prayers just as you kept the nation Haiti lifted up in prayers. And I'm not going to say that Japan's religion or what they believe about God brought that on them. I hope no one is that foolish to say, like someone said of Haiti about, I think it was, who was it, Pat Robinson talking about because they practiced voodoo and told Satan that they could, well, God destroyed. No, that's ridiculous. It's only someone that has just got through eating a meatloaf sandwich would say something like that, that feels very satisfied until they go to the toilet. It's disgusting. Disgusting. Thank you for tuning in to the webcast. This is Pastor John, and you know what I try to do is I try to play music that's befitting in every way. And I think I'll not end up in music. I'll just say good day. Thank you for coming to the website.